次我分享的时候都好似一段时间之前啦。
So the last time I shared was quite a while ago.
记唔记得我上次讲咩
？Do you remember what I shared about last time?
咁我唔期望你答我嘅吓。
I don't expect you to answer me.
嗱，我讲开一个题目嘅吓。
I started talking about a topic.
呢个题目咧系关于父母点样培育孩子哦。
About how parents should bring up children.
咁我上两次喺讲台上咧就讲咗两次吓。
So I talked about this twice before on the pulpit.
咁之后咧，我喺个查经组里边咧，就同一班查经组参加查经嘅成员咧，继续讲呢个题目啦。
So in our small Bible study group, I also continued to talk about this topic.
咁啊，一年都讲咗成几乎五六次噶啦，应该。
So altogether, I've spoken about this about 5 to 6 times.
咁今次星期日咧？咁我又想繼續呢個題目。
So now that it's Sunday, I'd like to continue talking about this topic.
講一啲我喺查經組未有涉及嘅，喺查經組未有講嘅。
I'll talk about some things that I haven't yet mentioned in the Bible studies.
但係都係同樣重要。
But still, they're very important.
並且你哋有好多人咧就冇參加到查經班。
And also, most of you have not attended that Bible study group.
咁我都想喺呢度咧，有啲可能係重複，有啲係可能係未聽過嚇。
So what I mentioned here may be a repeat of what I've mentioned in the Bible study group, and some things I would not have mentioned in the Bible study group.
嗱，上一次咧，我講到嘅係關於培育孩子要注意孩子嘅健康。
So last time I mentioned that in bringing up children, we need to consider the health of the children.
今日咧，我又想講下另一方面嘅健康。
Today I'd like to talk about another aspect of a child's health.
請大家翻去創世記第二章。
Can you turn to Genesis chapter 2?
創世記第二章第七節。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
第二章第七节，耶和神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。那一段圣经就话到俾我哋听，神起初造人的时候，佢系点样做嘅呢？
So this verse is telling us how God made man in the beginning.
他用地上的尘土塑造了一个人的外形。
He used dust from the ground to form man.
就是我们现在的外壳了，我们见到的。
This is our physical body.
然后他就将生气吹在这个人的鼻孔里。
Then he breathed into his nostrils the life of man.
即是神将一口气吹入这个人里面。
So God breathed into the nostrils of this man.
那这个人就成为一个有灵、识喐、识活动的人了。
So then this man became a living being, and was able to move, able to live.
还会懂得思想，懂得讲话。
He would be able to think, he would be able to speak.
那这里告诉我们听，人是有两部分的。
So here it's telling us that there are two components of man.
一方面，人有一个身体。
So one component is the physical body.
另一方面，人有一个灵。
The other component is the spirit of man.
这个身体我们很熟悉。
So we're very familiar with this physical body.
因为是我们摸得到，我们见得到的。
Because we can touch it, we can see it.
是的。咁但係靈呢一部分咧，係我哋覺得好陌生嘅。
But we're not very familiar with the spirit side of man.
因為我哋見唔到自己嘅魂嘅靈。
Because we can't see our own spirits.
我哋都見唔到人哋嘅靈。
We also can't see the spirits of other people.
但係當一個人死咗嘅時候，我哋就會知道呢一個人嘅靈離開咗佢嘅身體。
But when a person dies, we know that the spirit of a man departs from his body.
所以佢唔再喐得啦。
So he can't move anymore.
佢變成一個死人。
He's a dead person.
佢嘅靈離開咗佢嘅身體。
The spirit has left the body.
靈係千真萬確，係存在嘅。
We can be absolutely sure that the spirit exists.
只不過我哋覺得佢好陌生。
But it's just that we find it very unfamiliar.
今日我哋想講下靈性呢一方面嘅發展。
So today we want to talk about the spiritual development of a child.
上次我講到身體。
Last time I talked about the physical body.
如果想你嘅兒女身體健康，我哋要注意啲乜嘢？
I talked about if we want the physical body of our children to be healthy, I talked about the things that we need to be aware of.
我哋需要工作，但係亦都需要休息。
Well, we need to work, but we also need to rest.
我哋需要學習，我哋亦都需要玩。
We need to learn, but we also need to have leisure.
咁我哋嘅生活要平衡，先至會健康。
Our lives have to be balanced in order for it to be healthy.
但係既然人係有身體同靈依兩部分呢
？But since man is both body and spirit.
如果我哋想我哋整個人裏裏外外都健康嘅話，咁呢兩方面就要同時發展。
If we want the whole person, body and spirit, to be healthy, then we need to consider both parts of a person.
身體係我哋眼見到嘅嘢。
The physical body is something that we can see with our eyes.
咁好自然，我哋會注意多好多。
That means we will pay attention to it more.
往往咧，我哋係會忽略咗靈性嘅發展。
And so easily we will neglect the spiritual development of a person.
當我哋越來越大嘅時候咧，我哋越注意我哋嘅身體嘅需要。
As we grow older, we are more and more attentive to the needs of the physical body.
有時注意到嘅地步咧，我哋可能根本係埋沒咗我哋嘅靈性嘅。
We may pay so much attention to the physical side of us that we suppress looking after the spiritual side of things.
埋沒咗一個靈性嘅發展。
Suppress the spiritual development of us.
咁有時呢個忽略咧係非常嘅嚴重添。
So sometimes this neglect can be very serious.
人咧就變成淨係識得做啊，好似工作嘅奴隸咁啊。
It means that a man is only concerned about just working all the time.
就唔再去諗嘢。
And not think very much.
喺我哋中國嘅教育咧，係無神論嘅。
In China, atheism is predominant.
全嘅係唯物主義。
Materialism is dominant.
其實，如果你喺中國長大嘅話，你由細到大。你的靈性都是大大被扼殺了。
So if you have grown up in China, then your spiritual development would have been suppressed.
今天我們要看看怎樣去培育你的孩子的靈性發展。
So today we want to talk about how to develop the spiritual side of a child.
很明顯呢，我們要首先去知道靈性究竟是什麼來的呢。
So first of all, we need to understand what is the spirit.
或者我哋首先可以對比一下靈性同身體嚟到對比。
Perhaps we compare it. We can compare it to the physical body first.
嗱，依個身體咧，就係同一切吃喝玩樂有關噶啦。
So this physical body has to do with eating, drinking, and enjoying yourself.
享受啊，咁樣嚇。咁靈性咧係啲咩嚟嘅咧
？So what is the spirit?
咁啊，唔係講吃喝玩樂噶咯噃。
So it's not talking about eating, drinking, and enjoying yourself.
靈性有兩方面。
There's two aspects of the spirit.
如果講一個廣義嚟講咧
，If we speak about it in a broader sense，
靈性就係一啲追求意義啊，追求理想啊。
We could say that the spirit is something that seeks.Ideals and aspires to what is true.
追求意義。
Aspires
to meaning.
Yeah, to pursue something meaningful.
去追求理想啊。
To pursue ideals.
去向往一啲真嘅嘢。
To aspire to things that are true.
去向往一啲正直嘅嘢。
To pursue things that are right, righteous.
去向往一啲良善嘅嘢。
To seek things that are good.
去向往愛心嘅嘢。
To pursue love.
所以現今咧，有好多人都唔係淨係為咗身體而活嘅。
So there are a lot of people who don't just live for the physical side of life.
有好多人咧，佢哋有理想。
A lot of people have ideals.
佢想追求意義。
They want to find meaning in life.
佢哋做好想諗一啲能夠為人民服務嘅嘢。
They want to do something for other people.
或者做一啲慈善嘅工作。
Maybe some charitable work.
或者辦一啲籌款嘅活動。
Or maybe take part in some kind of fundraising.
嚇，譬如最近咪有一個。淋啲冰水落自己嘅身嗰度去籌款啊
！For example, the ice bucket challenge
係咪 Julia 都淋過啊？係咪啊？大家上去 Facebook 就會睇到 Julia 去為別人做啲嘢。
To do something for other people。
一個係一啲高啲嘅理想。
The higher ideals.
啊，唔係淨係諗自己。
It's not just thinking about ourselves.
啊，今日有啲咩好嘢食咁樣。
For example, what nice things can I eat today?
好多人有理想嘅時候就去做義工啦。
So people who have ideals may want to go and do voluntary work.
佢哋要諗下啊，我要做啲乜嘢先可以為到社會謀啲福利咧
？They might think, what can I do to give something back to society?
啊，呢啲一切。都係同個靈性發展有關。
So all of these things have to do with spiritual development.
呢啲我哋中國人咧，中國嚟講就叫做一種精神方面嘅追求啦。
So in Chinese, we'd say that these are spiritual pursuits.
但係我哋又唔可以停喺呢一度。
But we can't stop there.
因為神賜咗俾人一個靈，唔係淨係想我哋去為人民服務。
Because God gave man a spirit, not just to help other people.
靈性嘅發展除咗去追求理想一啲好嘅嘢之外呢
？So spiritual development, besides pursuing things that are good and meaningful,
佢仲係尤其係講緊要去追求神嘅。
It also involves pursuing God.
就係去認識呢一位萬物嘅造物主。
To come to know the Creator of all things.
佢係一切生命嘅源頭。
He is the source of all living things.
所以每一個你向往生命嘅人咧，就唔可以唔去追求神。
So, people who are 向往生命
aspire to.
So people who aspire to a meaningful life, need to pursue God.
係啦，咁而且咧，呢一位創造主咧，又係一切良善嘅源頭。
And also, this creator is also the source of all goodness.
是一个源头。
The source.
即是一切良善都是从他而来
的。All goodness comes from him.
如果一个追求真善美的人呢，你不可以不去追求神。
So if you are somebody who seeks goodness and righteousness, then you can't not seek God.
那有些人会说我呢個題目係講培育兒童啊嘛嚇。
So this topic I'm talking about is about bringing up children.
咁樣講起培育兒童靈性嘅一面咧。
So when we're talking about the spiritual development of a child.
有啲大人就會話：細蚊仔唔識嘅。
Some adults might say, "Well, children don't understand this."
係咪真係唔識
？Is that true?
我記得我認識神嘅時候，我係一個細蚊仔嚟嘅啫。
I remember when I came to know God, I was a child.
你唔好以為細蚊仔唔識諗嘢。
So we shouldn't think that children don't know how to think in this way.
唔好以為佢哋淨係識食啊、識瞓啊、識玩嘅啫。
We ought not to think that children are just concerned about eating and playing and drinking.
你唔好以為細蚊仔唔懂。
So we ought not to think that children don't understand these things.
唔好低估咗佢哋嘅領悟力。
We shouldn't underestimate their understanding.
其實細蚊仔對神 係好有反應的。
Actually, children are able to respond to God.
往往佢哋比起成年人仲要有反應。
In fact, sometimes children can give a greater response to God than adults.
兩個禮拜前先有一個細蚊仔問我。
Two weeks ago, a child came and asked me.
佢話人係唔係從猿猴進化㗎？
They asked me, are people evolved from apes?
因為書本咁講喎。
Because that's what the books tell us.
我睇咗本百科全書佢咁講。
He said the encyclopedia said that.
嗱，細路哥對萬物嘅來源係好感興趣
嘅。Actually, children are very interested about the origins of man.
包括自己嘅來源。
Including the origins of themselves.
我喺邊度嚟嘅
？Where do I come from?
如果佢哋望住個太空。
If they look into space,
其實望唔到太空，望到天空嘅啫。
Actually, can't really look into space. We just look at the sky.
如果佢哋對太空一啲眼望唔到嘅嘢咧，佢哋好感興趣嘅。
Yeah, they're very interested when they look into space and try to see things that the eye can't see.
佢哋唔係好似大人咁，淨係掛住睇到嘅嘢噶。
They're not like adults who are always concerned about only the things that they can see.
佢哋對睇唔到嘅嘢好好奇。
They're also very curious about the things that the eye can't see.
就等待住去被啟發啦。
They're waiting to be taught these things.
因為細蚊仔佢個心靈好清純。
Because the hearts of children are very pure.
神向小朋友啟示係嚟得容易好多。
So God is able to reveal things to children a lot more easily.
因為佢哋嘅接收能力分分鐘比成年人強。
Because their receptivity may be much stronger than adults.
我哋長大咗，或者俾個物質界渲染咗好多。
As we grow up, we may be affected and bound a lot by materialism around us.
加上我哋嘅生活嘅壓力啊，家庭嘅責任啊，將我哋嘅頭腦沖昏咗啦。
So, for example, the pressures of life and the responsibilities of family.May suppress what was it the last one?
充分咗我哋嘅頭腦啦。
May suppress our understanding.
我哋就唔去運用我哋嘅靈啦。
And we do not know how to function in the spirit.
所以就變得個靈會變得越嚟越遲鈍。
So it means that the spirit becomes more and more insensitive.
講翻細路哥，佢哋係好敏鋭嘅。
The spirits of children are very sensitive.
請大家翻開一段聖經。
You open your Bibles.
在撒母耳記上
First Samuel
第一章第三章
Chapter 3 First Samuel chapter 3
對不起第二章先
Sorry chapter 2
撒母耳記上第二章十八至十九節
First Samuel chapter 2 verse 18 to
第二章十八至十九
18 to 19
十八至十九節。那時撒母耳還是孩子，穿著細麻布的以弗德，侍立在耶和華面前。他母親每年為他作一件小外袍，同著丈夫上來獻年祭的時候帶來給他。嗱，呢一度講到一個細蚊仔，佢叫做撒母耳。
So here it talks about a little boy called Samuel.
佢係邊一個呢
？Who is he？
佢媽媽咧就係不能生育嘅。
His mother originally was not able to conceive.
於是乎，佢向神求一個兒子。
So she asked God for a son.
後來神答應咗佢，佢就懷孕生咗一個仔。
So God answered her prayer. She became pregnant and she had a son.
咁佢就履行佢起初同神许下嘅诺言啦。
So she fulfilled her promise to God.
佢就将呢一个仔奉献俾神，一生嘅去侍奉神。
So she offered this son to God to serve him.
所以就将佢呢个仔撒母耳咧，就放喺圣殿里边。
So she placed this son, or she
佢将佢个仔交咗俾个祭司。
So she gave her son to the priest in the temple.
祭司呢就是在神的圣殿里面服侍的一个人来的。
So the priest is somebody who serves in the temple of God.
所以他将这个仔交了给祭司。
So she gave her son to the priest.
那么等他这个小孩子呢以后呢就一生就侍奉神了。
So that means that her son, all his life, he will be serving God.
那他这个祭司呢个名叫做以利。
The priest was called Eli.
那他们 两人就一起生活了。
And so Eli and Samuel lived together.
那就撒母耳就跟住以利祭司嚟到学点样去侍奉神啦。
So Samuel followed the priest Eli in how to serve God.
有一日就发生咗一件事。
And then one day something happened.
我哋睇下第三章嘅第一节。
So we can look at chapter 3 verse 1.
第一节我哋一路咧就睇到第十节喎。
We will read from chapter 3 verse 1 to 10.
童子即是这个小哥撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。当那些日子耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。一日以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明，老了。神的灯在神耶和华殿内约柜那里还没有熄灭，撒母耳已经睡了。耶和华呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说：我在这里。就跑到以利那里说：你呼唤我，我在这里。以利回答说：我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。他就去睡了。耶和华又呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说：你呼唤我，我在这里。以利回答说：我的儿，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。那时撒母耳还未认识耶和华，也未得耶和华的默示。耶和华第三次呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说：你又呼唤我，我在这里。以利才明白是耶和华呼唤童子。因此以利对撒母耳说：你仍去睡吧，若再呼唤你，你就说：耶和华啊，请说，仆人敬听。撒母耳就去仍睡在原处。耶和华又来站着，像前三次呼唤说：撒母耳啊，撒母耳啊。撒母耳回答说：请说，仆人敬听。咁跟住耶和华神就对撒母耳讲话啦。
And then God began speaking to Yahweh, Samuel.
Samuel, 撒母耳系一个细路哥。
So Samuel was just a boy.
以利系一个年老嘅一生侍奉神嘅一个人。
Eli was an old man who had served God his whole life.
在这一次里面，神向一个细佬哥讲话，没有跟一个侍奉神的仆人，老仆人讲话。
So in this incident, God chose to speak to a little boy, not to the old man who had been serving him all his life.
这个细佬哥的心很清纯。
The heart of this little boy was very pure.
神是很容易向他显示他自己的。
God very easily revealed himself to him.
这个小哥没有一种不信的态度。
There was no doubt in the boy's heart.
神很容易向他启示。
So God was able to reveal himself to Samuel easily.
所以我们不可以看小小哥。
So we shouldn't underestimate children.
很多年前我看过一本书。
A long time ago, I read a book.
係講及一啲好奇、好特別嘅一啲經歷。
It recorded some very special experiences.
係有一對外籍嘅傳教士去到中國雲南呢個省傳福音。
There was a missionary couple who went for mission in the province of Yunnan in China.
佢哋咧係去到嗰個地方咧，就開咗一個中心。
So they opened up a center in this place.
咁就專門咧喺街上咧嚟到收留啲乞衣嘅細路哥。
And they started taking in orphans and beggars who were children from the streets.
嚇，仲有一啲孤兒啊咁樣，全部咧都收曬入呢個中心。
So we took in all these children to the center that they had set up.
照顧佢哋同埋向佢哋介紹神。
To look after them and to teach them about God.
但係好奇妙嘅事就係呢一啲一羣細路哥。見到好多嘅天上嘅異象。
But what was interesting is that a lot of these children saw visions of heaven.
但係呢一對宣教士嘅夫婦就見唔到細路哥所見嘅嘢。
But this missionary couple couldn't see the visions that the children were seeing.
個細路哥見到天上邊嘅天使啊、魔鬼啊、點樣爭鬥啊。
So the children could see visions of angels and demons fighting.
但係宣教士嘅夫婦見唔到。
But the missionary couple couldn't see this.
咁細路哥將佢哋見到嘅嘢話曬俾佢哋兩位聽。
So the children described to the missionary couple all that they saw.
咁佢哋就寫咗書啦。
And this missionary couple wrote this book.
記錄曬細路哥所見到嘅嘢。
Recording all the things that the children saw.
有一次，呢細佬哥見到喺佢哋聚會嘅時候
，So one time when they were having a worship service, the children saw something.
佢哋舉頭就見到一羣嘅天使。
When they looked up, they saw a host of angels.
呢堆天使咧就一個排住一個咁樣圍住佢哋。
So the angels were standing next to each other, surrounding them.
咁就。另外中間有一個大啲嘅天使。
And in the center there was a bigger angel.
咁就佢哋被一班天使圍繞住。
So they were surrounded by these angels.
咁有神嘅祝福令到佢哋中間嗰個聚會啊好快樂。
So God's blessing was upon them, causing them to have a lot of joy in that service.
佢哋好感受到天上俾佢哋嘅祝福。
They could experience the joy of heaven in their midst.
而有一次，佢哋有同樣聚會嘅時候，佢哋同樣見到一班天使。
So on another occasion, when they were gathered together, they again saw this group of angels.
喺嗰一次，佢哋仲見到喺一羣天使嘅以外，係有一啲魔鬼想入嚟搞亂當。
And on that occasion, they saw that beyond the angels, there were also demons wanting to disrupt what was happening.
但係天使一個拉住手，個個都拉住手咁，外面嘅魔鬼仔啊，冇辦法入到嚟。
But the angels were standing together, maybe linking arms, so that the demons beyond could not come to attack them.
神俾佢哋呢啲好特別嘅異象。
So God gave these children these very special visions.
或者係呢一班細路哥，佢哋嘅心好清。
Maybe the hearts of these children were very pure.
神向佢哋啟示天屬天嘅嘢。
God was able to reveal to them the things of heaven.
所以我哋唔可以睇小細路哥。
So we shouldn't underestimate the ability of children.
我哋如果作為父母，又點樣向細佬哥介紹神呢
？So as parents, how can we introduce God to children？
咁我向大家建議幾個方法。
So I'd like to suggest a few methods to you。
第一
，Number one，
就係帶你嘅細佬哥去接觸神嘅創造。
So take your child to get to know God's creation。
神嘅創造，宇宙啊，動植物啊。都係講緊話俾我哋聽，呢啲嘢喺邊度嚟㗎
？So through nature, through creation, God is telling us where all these things come from.
帶到細佬哥去接觸大自然。
So take a child to get close to nature.
大自然咧，其實都有一種玩樂嘅成分㗎。
Nature can provide enjoyment to a child.
去認識宇宙。
Help them to understand the universe.
去俾佢哋知道人同埋動植物，其實我哋都有同一位創造主。
To help them to learn that man and all living creatures come from God.
人其實係可以同大自然交流嘅。
Man can interact with nature.
我係講緊交流。
I'm talking about interaction.
就唔係話帶佢哋去花園咧，佢話嗱呢個咧叫做大紅花，呢一棵咧叫做松樹。
It's not to take them to a garden and say, okay, this is a rose and this is a tree.
而係去同神嘅創造有交流。
But to interact with the creation of God.
去觸摸下佢哋。
To touch them.
去同佢哋講下嘢。
To talk to them.
我去到森林啊、花園嘅時候咧。我的心靈經常會跟花草樹木講嘢嘅。
When I go to the forest or to the forest or
花園啊
or the gardens, I often talk to them.
我望住一朵花，我可以望好耐。
I can look at a flower for a long time.
因為我喺度同佢哋交流緊。
Because I'm interacting with that flower.
我相信佢同我係同一位造物主。
Because I believe that the flower and me come from the same creator.
我哋認識同一個爸爸媽媽嘅。
We have the same parents.
所以我哋有一啲嘢係相通嘅，我哋可以交流嘅。
So we have something in common, so we are able to interact.
我喺查經嘅組裏邊咧分享過呢個故事。
So I've shared this already in the Bible study group.
我成日都。这个经历呢对我来讲非常的深刻。
So this experience is something that had a deep impact on me.
有一次我在越南侍奉神的时候。
One time when I was serving in Vietnam.
弟兄姊妹带我去带了我去一个动物园。
So the brothers and sisters took me to a zoo.
越南呢就是一个几穷的地方。
So Vietnam is quite a poor country.
咁嗰度啲動物園咧都可憐啲嘅。
So the zoos there are a bit pitiful.
咁啊，冇咩動物嘅啫嚇。
There's not a lot of animals there.
但係我見到一條鱷魚。
But I saw a crocodile.
咁佢咧就困咗喺一個一個圓形嘅坑裏邊。
So the crocodile was kept in a circular hung
cage.
Cage.
但是这个地方呢 是用石屎起的一个圆形的它间屋咯。
It was made of concrete and it was circular.
那么几大的呢这个 cage?
So how big was this cage?
它只是有条鳄鱼鳄鱼几大它就几大了。
It was just as big as the crocodile.
它还不可以伸直的。仲係要捲住自己先擺瞓到落去。
In fact, the crocodile couldn't even extend to its full length. Its tail had to be curled up.
即係佢冇得喐嘅。
That means it couldn't move.
如果佢要喐嘅話，佢就係圍住自己條尾咁樣喺度轉嚟轉去嘅。
It means that it can only go round and round in circles.
哇，好可憐嘅一條鱷魚。
So very pitiful crocodile.
唔知佢被困咗幾耐。
We don't know how long it had been there.
佢已經係。冇神氣，冇生氣噶啦。
It was not very lively.
佢黑埋隻眼。
His eyes were closed.
真係生不如死噶啦，其實。
It's like it's not dead and not alive.
咁我就行埋佢身邊，我見到咁嘅時候，啊，真係好可憐，點算呢
？When I walked up to it, I just felt very sorry for it.
咁我坐咗喺個籠嘅旁邊。
So I sat down next to the cage.
咁我就諗到一個主意。
And I thought of an idea.
我向佢唱歌啦。
How about I sing to it?
我唔係唱流行曲。
I'm not singing pop songs to it.
我係向佢唱一首耶穌嘅歌。
I sang to him a Christian song.
因為我相信我同佢係認識同一位造物主嘅。
Because I believe he and I understand the same creator.
所以我哋有共同嘅對象，我哋係認識嘅。
So we have a common person, if you like, that we know, that we both know.
所以我哋有一個共同嘅語言。
So we have a common language.
所以我就同佢唱起歌上嚟。
So I started to sing to the crocodile.
我就將自己作一首歌出嚟，就重複。 耶稣呢个名字就向佢唱歌啦。
So I made up a song about the name of Jesus, and I repeated this song to the crocodile.
咁就一路唱歌嘅时候，这个鳄鱼咧就开始有反应。
So as I sang the song, the crocodile started to respond.
嗱，佢就唔系话你好难听啊，你冇唱啦咁。
No, the crocodile didn't say, "Oh, your singing is terrible. Please stop."
佢开始擘大只眼。
The crocodile opened its eyes.
咁从一个好冇死气沉沉嘅，佢开始擘大只眼。
So from looking as though it was dead, it opened its eyes.
佢望住我。
And it looked at me.
都系死气沉沉嘅。
It's not very lively still.
但系当我一路唱，我唔放弃嘅时候，我一路唱嘅时候，佢开始有反应。
But as I didn't give up, I carried on singing. The crocodile started to respond a bit more.
開始佢隻眼變得有生氣了。
Its eyes started to look livelier.
從一對好老嘅眼，就快死亡嘅，冇光輝嘅，佢變得開始有精神，有光彩。
So from eyes that looked rather dead, his eyes started to sparkle with life.
開始有生命。
Started to show some signs of life.
他開始向我望得多啲，個頭擰過嚟望得我多啲。
He started to turn his head towards me to look at me.
佢隻眼，佢雙眼越嚟越温暖。
And there started to seem a kind of warmth in his eyes.
好似見到一個親人一樣。
As though he saw a relative.
跟住佢開始擘大個口。
And then it opened up its mouth.
或者佢想講嘢都唔定。
Maybe it wanted to say something.
咁我就咁樣同佢交流咗好長嘅時間。
So I interacted with this crocodile for a long time.
我真係好想伸隻手落去摸下佢。
I really wanted to put my hand through the cage just to touch it.
不過我仲未去到呢個境界。
But I didn't go that far.
但無論如何，人同動植物係可以交流嘅。
But humans and animals can interact.
我就係運用緊自己嘅靈啦。
I was using my spirit.
只係我有一個信念。
I have this belief.
佢同我有同一位造物主。
That this crocodile and I have the same creator.
所以帶你嘅細佬哥去認識神嘅創造。
So take your child to understand, to get to know God's creation.
去俾佢知道呢啲萬物嘅來源。
To teach him or her the origins of life.
呢個第一個方法。
This is the first way.
第二咧就係教佢祈禱啦。
Secondly, teach your child to pray.
唔係淨係食飯前謝恩喎。
Not just to give thanks before a meal.
你教咗佢祈禱之後，你會發覺佢自己識祈禱。
Once you teach your child to pray, you'll find that they'll be able to pray themselves.
小哥喺自己嘅被窩裏邊，佢會暗中嘅向神祈禱。
So underneath the bed covers, a child may secretly pray to God themselves.
佢未必話俾你知。
They may not tell you about it.
所以你唔會知。
So you may not know.
但係佢哋係識嘅。
But children will know how to pray.
小哥嘅祈禱可能係好幼稚。
The child's prayer may be something that's very simple.
唔理佢點樣幼稚。
We don't need to be too concerned about how simple it is.
只要佢肯去用佢嘅靈去接觸呢個神。
As long as the child is willing to use its spirit to commune, to contact God.
我做細佬哥嘅時候，我喺學校學到祈禱，我翻到屋企靜雞雞，我就係咁樣祈禱啦。
When I was a child, I learned in school how to pray, and when I went back home, I secretly prayed to God myself.
唔好以為細佬哥唔識。
So don't think that children don't know these things.
第三，
Thirdly,
就係同細路哥講下自己嘅經歷。
You can share with your child your experiences.
如果你係一個追求神嘅父母，
If you are a parent who is seeking God,
你同細路哥可以講下你自己點樣去追求神。
You can share with your child how you are pursuing God.
你點樣俾神去帶領
？How you have been led by God？
你為緊啲咩事嚟到祈禱
？And what kind of things you're praying about？
你甚至可以同佢一齊去祈禱。
And you can pray with your child。
跟住去睇大家一齊去睇下神點樣帶領我哋。
And then you can together with your child see how God leads you.
去一步步嘅同你嘅兒女去分享你經歷嘅一切。
So step by step, you can share with your child your experiences.
同佢一齊度過。
To experience them with him or her.
即使係你嘅困難。
Even your difficulties.
你或者係個心靈嘅壓力。
Even the pressures that you feel inside your heart.
同佢講，去睇下神點樣為我哋去解圍。
You can share these with your child and see how God helps you through these things.
所以一個父母，如果佢係好向往去追求神嘅話咧，係好對佢嘅兒女嘅影響力係好大嘅。
So if a parent is very much has a heart to seek God, this can influence the child in a great way.
如果父母佢係好跟從神嘅話，對佢嘅兒女嘅影響就會更大。
If a parent is very faithful to God, this will also have a big impact on the children.
亦都可以同你嘅兒女講下別人嘅經歷。
And you can also share with your child the experiences of other people.
或者同佢哋一齊睇一啲，如果兒女識睇字嘅話，睇一啲自傳。
Perhaps you can share with your children some testimonies or biographies of people.
其他人是怎樣經歷神的呢?
About how they experience God.
跟他們看同一本書。
Can read the same book with them.
你們當中都有父母已經開始是這樣做的。
I know some of you, as parents do that already.
大家看同一樣東西，就可以有一些共同的話題分享。
So if you, for example, read the same book, then you will have something common to share with each other.
第四呢?
Fourthly,
就是看聖經
To read the Bible.
從聖經裏面去看看神有什麼說話想跟我們說呢?
So through reading the Bible, we can see what God wants to say to us.
這個不只是一本故事書啊。
So this isn't just a storybook.
如果小孩子在主日學長大的呢，往往會很容易就說聖經故事，聖經故事。
So for children who grow up in Sunday school, they will think that the Bible is just a storybook.
這個不是聖經故事書。
So the Bible isn't just a storybook.
是記載了一些事實，神通過這些事情，想跟我們說一些東
西。It's a record of experiences, of incidents where God is speaking to man.
所以看聖經也很重要。
So it's very important that we read the Bible together.
最後第五。
And lastly, number five,
要培育孩子的靈性的話呢?
In developing a child's spirit,
太多的物質就會妨礙到他們靈性的發展。
Too much materialism can get in the way, can hinder spiritual development.
因為我們剛才說過，人的構造有身體有靈。
Because we just mentioned before that man has two components, body and spirit.
太多的物質的話，個細路哥就會變得好注重物質啦。
If a child is surrounded by too much materialism, the child will focus too much on material things.
咁本來佢嘅靈要等待人去啟發嘅，就得唔到啟發。
So as a child's spirit is waiting to be taught, it's not getting the teaching that it needs.
又或者妨礙了這個靈的發展。
Or it might hinder a child's spiritual development.
因為這個身體，我剛才說過了，是較為容易受注意的。
Because as we mentioned before, it's very easy for us to just pay too much attention to this physical body.
如果調翻轉嚟講，如果一個細蚊仔去得到靈性嗰方面的平衡發展的話呢?
On the other hand, if a child is able to receive a spiritual teaching and development,
這一類細路哥是會少啲去追求物質的。
Such a child will be less inclined to pursue material things.
咁我今日嘅分享係咁多。
So this is my sharing for today.
然後希望我哋無論大人細路哥都多啲去注意依個靈嘅發展，靈性嘅發展。
I hope that whether we are adults or children, we can pay more attention to the spiritual development.
咁我哋一齊祈禱。
Let's pray together.